Thank you for tuning in to the Prime Driven by the Best podcast. This is our pilot episode number one. I'm your host, Dennis Davis. With me today, I have Drew Martin and I have Kyla Irie, both from our leasing department. Thanks for joining us today, guys.
Thank you for having us.
All right, excellent. Drew, we're going to start with you. So curiosity has got some people piqued. You know, walking across the campus, we've seen some Volvo trucks on the yard. Kind of tell us about what's going on.
So, yeah, it's a little bit different, you know, just having the new Volvos out there. We have 25 that are coming. We're just kind of testing them right now, kind of getting some data available for us.
Okay. And how are you going to determine who gets to test those for you?
So it's a little different than our regular trucks just because, you know, some of our regular trucks, we have orders. And so orders kind of go out, they can change them. With these, it's a little bit different because we're kind of taking them to put them in the fleet to get more data. Well, that kind of makes them tough to, you know, order in advance, guys in leases at different times. So what we've kind of done with this is if you've completed a lease, you're eligible to get on the list. There's still a few spots open, so if you call Success Leasing, they can still get on that list with us. But almost all of them are full right now.
All right, well, good deal. What type of engine does it have in that truck?
So it has the proprietary Volvo engine in it, which is a 13-liter engine. So that's what we'll be getting. We haven't had them before, but it'll be a kind of an interesting test.
Kind of give us an update on what's new in the leasing department.
Well, we've got a lot of new faces right now. So we've got two new faces up front helping check new drivers in, getting them assigned to their trucks. We also have a new leasing class that we're doing Monday through Friday at 9 o'clock. So any drivers that are going through upgrade or new to the leasing program are going through that class to learn more about our standard lease and what to expect. Also, any drivers that may just want refreshed on it would be great for them to attend that as well. A couple other things we've got going on. We now have online truck ordering. So if you've been on our website to successleasing.com, we have our new truck order on there that allows you to order Freightliners and Peterbilts. It walks you through the steps from start to finish. You'll be able to input your information, pick what date you'd like for the truck to come in. Then you can go into what color options you want and the options you want ordered from the manufacturer. Once you've placed your order, we'll then follow up with an email to let you know that your order's been accepted. And then we'll contact you to let you know your VIN number and go over some more specific items that we want to make sure your process is smooth when you swap out trucks. We also have some new tablets and stations kind of coming to leasing office to allow drivers to check in automatically. So we're going to have an automated driver check-in so they don't have to wait in line to check in to see us. They can get on the list, start looking at trucks, place their order on those tablets. We're also working on electronic contracts. We've got a lot of new stuff coming to the leasing office to take advantage of some of this new technology we have at our disposal.
That's excellent. So we've got some new Volvos on the lot. We've got some cutting edge technology to make the customer service experience for our driver associates top notch. You know, do we have any Mack trucks coming to the fleet?
Yeah, we're always looking at manufacturers, but they've got to come to us, Dennis. And so they really haven't come to us and said, hey, we're interested in it. So it's a long way away. I mean, I'm not saying it won't happen, just not saying it's even on our radar right now.
So the other thing that's always on everybody's radar, especially with what's going on in the media, are autonomous trucks. You know, so have we ordered any autonomous trucks? Is this something coming in the near future?
No. You know, everybody I talk to, you know, about this autonomous trucks is the people that do these autonomous trucks are great marketers. So they're out there a bunch and you see them on the news and you see a lot of prototypes that are out there. Now, am I saying that your current truck you're in right now, it has autonomous features that you really don't know about? The collision avoidance system, the camera system, those are steps toward autonomous trucks being here in the future. They just aren't quite here yet, Dennis.
I don't think so either. From a safety standpoint, we are 100% focused on developing every driver we can in the fleet, and we fully expect for Prime Incorporated to be a company that is driven by human beings behind the wheel of the truck making safe decisions at all times. So, Drew, we've got the new Volvos, we've got Freightliners, we've got Peterbilts, we've got Internationals. We got anything else coming to the fleet soon?
So, Dennis, with kind of our... With our truck orders, what we do is we do them on a 3-year cycle. So every 3 years, we kind of judge the, I guess, the vendors a certain way. We look at fuel economy. We look at cost. We look at residual. We look at repairs. And we look at downtime. And that's kind of what we'll be doing. That's why we're testing the Volvos, to kind of see the operating cost of the truck. So people have been asking a lot about the Peterbilt Ultralofts. Well, they aren't even making them yet. They start making them in July, so they aren't even going to be available till the second half of the year. I really see us looking at them for possibly the next truck deal, which will be the end of January next year.
So, Kyla, one of the most frequent questions that we get is about the lease purchase program. Can you tell us a little bit about it?
Yeah, so this is a great program that Success Leasing offers if you're wanting to become an owner-operator. How the program kind of works is you have a $14,000 down payment. We offer yearly discounts for every year you've been leasing. You get $1,000 off your down payment. You can either do a brand new truck for a 3 or 4 year term, or you can do a truck that Pedigree has for sale for a 2 year term. Or if you're in love with the truck that you've leased out, you can even do a lease purchase on your current truck if it meets the requirements. This is a great way to kind of take that next step in your career, becoming an owner operator.
Well, thank you to our guests, Drew and Kyla.
Thank you for having us, Dennis.
Thank you again, yes.
If a driver has any questions for the leasing department, how can they get a hold of you guys?
So they can send us an email through our website on successleasing.com. We also have the Knowledge Center on there they can check out for more information. And then also, if you're on your app, you can send us a message via the Prime mobile app.
Thank you for tuning in to our pilot podcast. You know, this podcast was actually given to us as an idea by one of our driver associates, John Smith. So, Mr. Smith, wherever you are, hopefully you're tuning in to the first one. This is your idea. Thank you for submitting the idea, and we're going to run with it and see what we can do. Part of what we're going to do with each podcast, at the end of the cast, we're going to give you some information on some exciting events going on here at Prime. So here you go. First one is going to be the new disc golf course being built right outside of the new training pad. We're expected to see that one in June 2018. And finally, we have officially broken ground on our new training pad in Pittston, Pennsylvania. We look forward to putting that in full operation sometime in 2019. If you enjoyed our podcast, please click subscribe and leave us a review. Also, let us know what you want to hear in upcoming podcasts.